Hey Joy, thanks so much for talking to us. I'm Jamal
Yes.
Michelle. I'm with the Nerds of Color. I first just wanted to really thank you for the work you and Nat did on Moonlight. I talked Barry's ear off when we got to speak to him that Moonlight, as a young writer from Miami, Moonlight is still the most gorgeous piece of anything that I've seen in a really long time.
Oh,
So
thank you.
I told my wife, I was going to talk your ear off too about that, so thank you. You had mentioned in one of your earlier interviews that you had never done a show that was 10 episodes long or that was for a streaming service, and I was just curious, what was the process like balancing each character's narrative for a work of this size and medium?
Yeah, it was interesting working on a series of this magnitude. I think it was one of the things that we really, really, really wanted to focus on was Cora's journey. And Tuso, our lead, did such an amazing job of not only bringing this character to life, but adding texture to this character and the different layers that are supposed to be, in Cora, she definitely brought to the forefront. And it's one of the things that, I definitely give Coulson and Barry credit for is presenting this female character that's fully formed. She's such a nuanced individual that has the layers of being, a little selfish, but vulnerable and guarded and also courageous and fearless. And I think there's the way that Tuso brought that character to life, there's such an authenticity into her performance that you as an audience member are not only drawn in, but you're invested in this journey that she's about to embark on. And so, doing the series, in 10 episodes, one of the things, we had to pay attention to was how each episode fitted into the storyline, but also making sure that, when you get to that final episode with Mabel, she's been, woven throughout the series that there is a payoff when you finally get to the finale. And that was one of the things that, that Mabel episode definitely influenced the rest of the episodes and made us realize, oh, we should bring in Mabel during these flashbacks. That wasn't originally written in the script. It was something that informed us later on that, oh, bringing Mabel in, allowing Cora to have these flashbacks and these thoughts of her mother allows us, to present the audience with the importance of not only Mabel, but Mabel's effect that she's had on Cora and who she is, throughout the novel, or sorry, the series.
So you spoke about having to work on the beginning and the end of the series at the same time. As a writer, I think that would drive me nuts. I really love endings, but I would be so just flummoxed by the task of making sure I didn't jump the gun or reveal too much or too little. But what kind of challenges presented themselves in ways that were different from ones you might have encountered with like feature-length films?
One of the things that we arrived at by, I actually went down to Atlanta while Barry was still shooting to work on the opening of chapter one. And one of the things that we kind of wanted to make sure we dialed in, but didn't give too much away, were the images in the opening. And so we wanted to, of course, pique the audience interest in like, oh, this world is going to be so much more than just being on a plantation. Because that was our fear with chapter one, is that people would see plantation and be like, oh, but it's like, no, this is a jumping off point. Get on the train with Cora. You'll be happy you did. And so that was one of the things that we really focused on in the opening, was putting these images that drew you in, that was like, oh, I want to go on this journey. I want to discover, where she ends up. And that was one of the things that, like, throughout working on the different episodes, we kind of selected these moments that we knew that we should feature throughout, Caesar running backwards, Royal, like, all, because basically these images are supposed to be representative of what's going through Cora's mind as she's falling down the shaft.
I know we're coming up on the end here, but I just wanted to know real quick, going through your film program, there are insights that you learn, and then when you take up your first major project, there are further insights. What were some new insights for you that you gained from working on this series, even having been with folks that you've established relationships with for so long? What are some new things you took away from this?
You know, I think one of the things that I feel like both Barry and I, or probably the whole crew, have realized is that the sustainability of basically the creative mind, you know, like in, I feel like if someone told me how long and how hard this would have been, I'd been like, I can't do it. You know, it's like when you're working with your trainer and they're like, one more push-up, and you're like, I can't, can't do one more push-up.
Right, right.
No, definitely Indiana winter. I was at a point where I was like, I can't do one more push-up. That was like our last episode that Barry and I worked on together. But understanding not only the necessity to tell the story, but to get it right was one of the things that definitely kept us going and definitely kept us encouraging each other. And I think the thing that I realized about myself was that I do have it in me to not only do it, but do it well. And, you know, I think tackling 10 episodes and cutting 5 of the 10, I think a lot of people were like, it was just you and one other editor. And I'm like, it was just. And, you know, I think, you know, some people would be like, you need a team of 5 to tackle this, but we were able to accomplish it, but also we did it together because we had the trust and the support of one another and understanding that, you know, what we're taking on is something that not only does the world need to watch, but it's something that we hope, you know, the experience is something that is of value. You know, one thing that I always say is that the commodity that sometimes people don't realize is of the highest value is time. It's not something that you can get back. And so us as artists, when we create something, we want it to be worth your time. And that's one of the things that we hope that the series is something that not only stays with you, but something that you may want to revisit later in life because of not only its importance, but its impact on one another. So.
Thank you so much. Every minute was worth it, of course.
Oh, thank you.